Good day, everybody. I am not using my Olympus for this recording. I decided that I was too lazy to get it out. So instead, I am using my USB headset and its accompanying mic. So hopefully, it's good enough for what I want to accomplish at the moment. Well, I came across an article on the weekend that I thought was bloody brilliant, and I wanted to share it with you folks. It was in my local paper and was a column written by the editor of that paper. As a former English major, language and the proper usage thereof is very important in my life, and I really feel that with the arrival of texting, our language has started to deteriorate. So, I was most vindicated when I read this article because the editor agrees with me. And he stresses the importance of effective communication. So, this article is for all you journalists, writers, English majors, and just grammar snobs out there, of which I am afraid I am one. I will freely confess it, although it's probably not that evident in my verbal communication. It's more when I write that I really worry about using proper grammar. And I think that's just a carryover from my days as both an English major and an editor. Here we go. I apologize if this reading is less than stellar. I am having to listen to my screen reader as I read this, so I may be a bit slow, but this is just too good not to share. A lesson from Weird Al. Any language changes, but must we tolerate so many word crimes? Alfred Yankovic, better known as Weird Al, is famous for musical parodies that poke fun at popular culture. Let's see now. Among other songs, he has done Eat It, based on Michael Jackson's Beat It. The Saga Begins, based on Star Wars Episode I, to the tune of Don McLean's American Pie. Another One Rides the Bus, based on the Queen song Another One Bites the Dust. And Like a Surgeon, based on Madonna's Like a Virgin. He has now taken Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines and made word crimes a very clever, as usual, grammar lesson for the next generation. It couldn't have come at a better time. English is now under siege, and you know it's getting bad when Weird Al decides to parody it. Teachers, parents, and journalists will love this song and video. It's all about words, punctuation, structure, and the sorry state of communication in a world of emailing, blogging, texting, and talking. It's fun to watch, easy to listen to, and simple to learn. Or is it? For some of us, it's just painful. What is it about English that so many people find so difficult? Or do too many people simply not care? There are many people, and I hear from them daily, who say that the language is deteriorating by the day, and that journalists are partly responsible. I accept that, because journalists know that language is fluid and communication is paramount, but we also take correct usage seriously. We promote good language and communication when it matters. But in a digital world, we no longer have the communication we the control, rather, that we once did. Words and expressions are always being and always have been invented, mostly by the younger generation. And we cannot control the fact that cool can also mean hot, and sick can also mean well. Weird Al apparently does not like expressions such as LAR, B4, and tonight. And neither do most journalists, probably as they save absolutely no time. But journalists know too that our words increasingly fail us, that our emails, even if we write well, often send the wrong message, that our sentence structure or paragraph structure or punctuation or choice of words or tone result in miscommunication. And if journalists are committing such word crimes, almost everyone else, including extremely important, highly educated, well-respected, extremely intelligent and successful politicians, business leaders, doctors, and lawyers, are committing a lot more of them. And yet, they remain at the top of their professions. I forever wonder, however, if they have not even taken the time to speak their native tongue competently. What kind of attention are they paying to things that we pay them to do? Any language inevitably changes, and none so much as English. But is there anything more important than effective communication? If not, we all owe it to ourselves to brush up on our communication skills. And we could do worse than to start with a lesson from Weird Al. So there you have it, folks. I hope that was as enjoyable to some of you as it was to me.